读经经文是在以赛亚书六章一到十节，中文圣经第10102。 Today's scripture reading is Isaiah chapter 6 verses 1 to 10. We will read the English verses first in, responsively.
Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory."
At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke.
"Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
Then one of the shepherds flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar.
With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for."
Then I heard the voice of the Lord say, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I.
He said, "Go and tell this people, be ever hearing but never understanding, be ever seeing but never perceiving.
Make their ears dull and close their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed."
以赛亚书第六章一到十节。当乌西雅王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。将炭沾我的口，说：看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。他说：你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。
We have Pastor Fong among us today to share God's words.
So glad to be with you again to worship our God together.
Uh,
Pastor Tam is bringing Joseph to France and take a look at the battlefield in Normandy.
講諾曼底咧，好幾年前咧，我同師母都去過，嗰度有成將近10,000嘅美國士兵登陸諾曼底嘅殉難嘅。
A few years ago, I went to see Normandy with my wife, and when they landing in Normandy, there was over 10,000 U.S. soldiers gave their life.
真係我哋今日所得到嘅自由咧，一啲都唔係 free。 係有人為我哋付上好重代價。
So the freedom we get today is not free, but a lot of people pay for it with their lives.
正如我哋今日喺基督裏邊嘅自由咧，都唔係 free， 因為耶穌基督為我哋罪獻上自己。
Just as the freedom we have today in the law is not free, but Christ has given His life for us.
所以今日我哋嚟敬拜主嘅時候。 我哋已經知道我哋嘅心係應當點樣充滿感謝同埋充滿感恩。
So when we worship our God today, our hearts should be full of thanksgiving.
所以我哋今日我想同各位思想嘅咧就話敬拜與行動。
So I want to give this talk with you today is that would be worship in action.
我哋去敬拜之後有冇反應咧？亦或者係？ 循例嘅每個禮拜日去一次，就係我哋應該盡嘅義務咧，責任咧。
Do we have a respond to our God when after we worship every Sunday, or is that just a routine for us?
喺我開始時候話，我哋喺主日上教會去敬拜神啦，我哋嘅心情、動機同埋我哋嗰個期待係咩咧？
So when we worship our God in church on Sunday, what would be our heart and our motive and expectation be?
我哋去朝見永生神啦，亦或係去滿足下一下自己慾望，或者等我個內心比較舒服啲，因為唔去禮拜堂總係唔舒服嘅。
So when we worship, do we look up to our eternal God, or just make ourselves feel better and feel more comfortable?
我好鍾意 William Temple 呢位基督教嘅學者講句呢幾句說話。
And I like what William Temple have said.
你哋識中文嘅呢，因為我冇呢度冇翻英文啦，同我一齊讀呢幾句說話，就呢個嘅Dr. William Temple 所講嘅。請我哋可以一齊讀。個崇拜呢，係被神嘅聖潔甦醒我哋嘅良心。 以神嘅真理喂养我哋嘅心灵，给神嘅美丽洁净我哋嘅思想，向神嘅爱敞开我哋嘅心门，为神嘅使命献上我们的意志。啊，呢个一个好好对敬拜、对敬拜主一个基本嘅意思。
That's basically when we worship God, this is what William Temple have told us. Worship is to be waken our heart with the holiness of our Lord. Use God's truth to feed our soul, and use God's beauty to cleanse our thoughts. To love God and to open our heart, and to use God's mission and calling. To become our thoughts.
今日我讀過以賽亞第6章1至10節呢段聖經，可以講得話每間教會一講到崇拜都唔離得開呢段聖經㗎啦。So
we have just read Isaiah the passage from Isaiah. When every church, when we talk about worship, this is the passage we come to.
呢度就聖經記載話。 究竟幾時以賽亞睇見神嘅異象喺呢個聖殿睇到佢咧
？And it tells when did the prophet Isaiah first saw God and his visions？
佢就話喺烏西亞王死嗰一年睇到嘅。
It says it's the year when King Uzziah died。烏西亞王係邊個咧 ？Who is King Uzziah？
當時咧，以色列即係猶大國咧，分南北兩國。
At that time the land of Judah has split into north and south.
北国就叫以色列，南国叫做犹大国。
In the north that would be Israel, in the south would be Judea.
当时乌西亚就是犹大国的国王。
And at that time King Uzziah was the king of Judea.
他登基做王的时候，你估几岁呢？ 是16岁。
When he first became king, he was only 16.
我们当时有哪个16岁的？
How many of us are 16?
有些16岁有机会做皇帝的。
You have a chance to be the emperor if you are 16.
哇, 16岁就做王了。
He became a king at 16.
他有个好处是什么呢？ 他行耶和华眼中看为正的事。 圣经说他。
One of the good things he did was he did what was considered good, to be good by God.
即是照着神的律法来统治国家，来治理人民。
He followed God's commandment to rule his kingdom.
我们现在的总统呢，很多人告他，就说他违反了美国宪法很多条。
And the president we have today, a lot of people are saying he did a lot of unconstitutional things.
引起所以这么多混乱。
So it messed up a lot of things.
当时 乌西亚就因为听从神的命令，用神的说话、律法来管理国家，所以神使他的国家非常的兴隆，国运兴隆。
At that time, King Uzziah used God's commandment to rule his kingdom, so God blessed him and his kingdom to be bountiful.
虽然他的国家很小，只有一个半支派的地方，但是他的名声传到 中东所有国家里面。
Even though his country was small, but his name was spread all over the Middle East.
无论经济，无论他的政治，各方面都很成功。
He was successful in economic and also in politics.
可惜一件事呢，当他晚年的时候。
Regrettably, by the end of his life,
开始骄傲了。
He became prideful.
他做一些事是他不应该做的。
He did something that he should not have done.
他进入圣殿烧香。
He went into the temple to put the incense on to God.
是代表了向神祈祷，代表人向神祈祷，代表人民向神祈祷，不解。
That means he represented the people to pray to God and to worship God.
但是圣经好清楚分指定呢，喺圣殿烧香系被神所拣选、所指定嘅祭司做嘅。
But God's commandment was only the priest that is chosen by God can burn the incense and go into the temple.
成班嘅祭司话：皇上，你唔好咁做啊！你咁做系唔啱。 神的律法的，但他不听。
All the priests was telling him, Your Majesty, this is not what you were supposed to do, but he did not listen.
因为他这么骄傲，这么恶，祭司阻止他不了，神立刻叫他满额头、满额都生了大麻风。
Because of his prideful action, God gave him leprosy.
他立刻离开圣殿，回到皇宫，一直到死的日子，他都不敢出来，就在皇宫里面匿埋。
He immediately left the temple and went back to his palace, and until the day he died, he never left his temple, his palace.
所以圣经有句话点讲呢？骄傲来，羞耻也来，是跟住的。
So the Bible told us, with pride comes shame.
这个是值得提醒我们的。
This is a good reminder for us.
我第一点就是讲到什么呢？就因为这个背景讲给各位听呢，就是当那年他死那年呢，当然全国都震惊，很多人都为他悲伤，因为他都是一个好皇帝。
So, at this background, the year that he died, the whole country was mournful because After all, he was a good king.
就喺嗰年，人民觉得好唔安全、好震惊嘅时候，以赛亚先知入去圣殿敬拜神，佢就睇到一个异象。
So at that time, all the citizens was unsettled by the death, and the prophet Isaiah went into the temple and saw a vision.
佢睇到神嘅荣耀，神高高嘅坐喺宝座上边。
He saw God's glory and God was sitting high on the throne.
冇错，地上一个皇帝死咗啦。
On earth, a king has passed away.
但系不管地上嘅政府又好，权力发生咗乜嘢大事都好，天上嘅宝座仍然系稳若泰山。
So no matter what happened on earth, a leader might die, but in heaven, the Almighty King is sitting on the throne.
正如诗人佢话：神啊，你嘅宝座系永永远远嘅。
As the psalmist said, O Lord, your throne is forever and ever.
你嘅国权系正直嘅。
Your kingdom is righteous.
所以当日以赛亚睇到神仍然坐喺宝座上边。而那个就是基督了。
At that time when Isaiah saw the Lord on the throne, that was now Christ.
你看约翰第十二章四十一节呢，那里就很清楚，基督自己是圣，他自己就是那个坐在宝座上的王。
In the book of John, we called it the one who sits on the throne was the Lord himself.
今天边个坐在我们心中的宝座呢？
Today, who is sitting on the throne of our heart?
如果是我们的旧人，如果是我们的自私和自高自大呢，我们没有办法看到神的荣美，没办法看到神的作为。
We cannot see what God has done and the glory of God if we are still holding on to our old self with our selfish thoughts.
因为圣经说，清心人有福了，因为他们必得见神。除非我们的宝，除非我们心里面清洁和不是自己话事，这样神的作为荣耀就会从我们彰显。
Unless we give our heart to the Lord and we give the control of our heart to the Lord, we cannot do God's work and let God lead us.
先知以赛亚不但只看见基督在宝座上的荣耀。
The prophet Isaiah not only see the glory of the throne of our Lord.
佢仲睇见、听见天使撒拉弗嘅赞美，听见。
And he also saw and heard the praise of the angels and seraphim.
嗰度话撒拉弗嘅意思系点解咧
？What does mean? What does a seraphim mean?
我唔知有几多人以前听睇过一本旧嘅圣诗翻译咧。叫做乜嘢？基路帕地翼呢个基拉兵，撒拉弗咧叫做基拉兵同埋咩兵啊？即系翼乜嘢？基拉兵、撒拉兵咁之类嘅。
Like the old hymn said, "We saw this seraphim and."
其实就圣经里边所讲嘅基路帕 seraphim 即是基路帕和撒拉弗，其实的意思是圣经这样的译法。
And that's the translation of the Bible for these angels.
哦，西拉兵没错，其实撒拉弗叫西拉兵，基路兵、西拉兵。有人说为什么不译红豆兵呢？
Well, with angels' name is really hard to translate, and we don't really know what the meaning.
撒拉弗的意思呢，强烈的爱，这解。
Serving means a deep love.
是一个 strong love 的意思。这个撒拉弗的意思是强烈的爱。
And that means love strongly or strong love.
Yeah. 那里形容它有六个翅膀。
It describes him as having six wings.
有两个翅膀呢就遮脸。
Two of the wings cover his face.
两个翅膀呢就遮脚。
Two of the wings covered his feet.
有两个翅膀就飞翔喺度飞。
And with the other two wings, he could fly.
喺六个翅膀里边，即有四分之六咧系唔喐嘅，系静止嘅，话竖立喺神嘅面前。
I mean, four out of the six means that are not moving, they are standing in front of God.
只有六分之二是用来活动的，就是飞的。
And two sticks of the wings are moving.
两个翅膀遮脸是为什么会这样呢？
Why do they use two of the wings to cover their face?
即是讲到个天使看见神的荣耀，他自己都谦卑下来，不敢露面，就是对着神，他自己都谦卑下来，在神面前自己谦卑。
Because in front of God, they humbly cover their face and they don't dare to look at God directly.
为什么他找两只翅膀来遮脚呢？
Why did they cover their feet?
你知道凡站在神面前的地方就是圣地。
Because when you stand in front of God, the land is a holy land.
你记不记得摩西见到火烧荆棘的时候，神说取你的鞋，因为现在你所站的地是圣地，有神显明的地方就是圣地。
When Moses saw the burning bush, God commanded him to take off his shoes, because God said, wherever God is, the land is a holy land.
所以看见撒拉弗天使虽然竖立在神的面前，他自己都不敢随便怎么说彰显自己，表露自己那个本相。
So when the angel servants stand in front of God, they didn't dare to open their face up and do what in front of God, stand in front of God.
他自己知道所站的圣地，不敢行自己的路，要听从主的吩咐，不走自己的道路。
When they were standing on holy land, they didn't dare to walk their own path, but to follow God's command.
而且那里撒拉弗的意思是强烈的爱，他用强烈的爱来侍奉神。
And they use their strong love to serve God.
来赞美神。
And to praise God.
那我们看看我们今天对神的敬拜和赞美，是不是有那种火热强烈的爱在我们里面呢？
Let's look at the way we worship God. Do we have the same fervent and strong love toward our God?
或者我们好像以弗所教会已经失落了起初的爱心。
Or we like the Ephesian church, they lost their first love.
你记不记得你信主的时候，初初信主的时候很热心，很爱去教会，但是越信慢慢就冷淡了。
When you first came to our Lord, how deeply your love is and how much you want to serve him.
或者我们又好像老底家的教会，对神敬拜对神的事不冷不热。
Or are we like the church of
Laodicea
and serve God with a lukewarm heart?
会不会这样呢？
Are we like that?
或者我们对神的态度是不生不死，又不是生又不是死这样。
Or our attitude toward God is not, we're not alive and we're not dead.
我们中文就说他煮那些东西又不汤又不水，很难喝的，是不
是？ And like the Chinese, when we describe a cooking, it's not like a real meal, we don't really know how it tastes.
我记得有一次我们吃十个人去吃饭，吃饭之后呢，你知道唐人街那些餐厅肯定有糖水给你吃的嘛，是不
是？ So that's this one time we have a group of 10 to have dinner at Chinatown.
怎知道他的糖水不是真的煲出来，他找你煲之后找水捞，找滚水捞了他拿出来给你喝。哇，你直接知道找水捞稀了他给你喝的。
So after dinner they gave us the sweet soup, but the way they prepared it was so horrible.
即是又不知道是水还是又不是糖水又不是水。
It's not just, we can't tell if this is a real sweet soup or just some water with sugar in it.
当我们这样的态度，不生不死不冷不热去敬拜神去侍奉神的时候，可能会得到神的喜悦。
So when we serve God with a lukewarm heart, it's hard to have the praise of God.
在旧约圣经里面有三个皇帝，我不知道你记不记得以色列人第一个皇帝叫什么名字？
There were three kings in the Old Testament. Who was the first?
你们圣经知识都不错。第二个是什么？
Who's the second?
大卫。第三个呢，是啦，那这三个，第二个就是大卫，第三个所罗门，没错了，阿梅太都识得，好嘢，所以他们的记性不错的。所以师母就成日都话，你记得引用圣经的时候，引用得唔好影错，下边好多人识嘢噶。
So my wife always tell me don't misquote the Bible because the congregation knows。
咁呢三皇帝咧，个个个心都唔同嘅。
All three of these kings they have different heart。
我唔知有几多人参加过 walk through the Bible， 即系旧约行中 walk through the Old Testament， 即系。旧约行中有几个人读过的 walk through the Bible 嗰个 course 有几个？一个、两个、三个、四个，哦，有几个？我记得个先生俾我一个好方法记得呢三个人。
And during the program walk through the Bible, I remember the teacher gave us a way to remember these three kings.
佢话 Saul 即系扫罗咧 ，no heart。
He says Saul has no heart。
佢对神真冇心嘅，完全。
He doesn't have his heart toward God。
大卫呢？
And David,
whole heart.
He was
hearted.
He was whole hearted.
全心全意的。
He served God with all his heart.
一个所罗门呢？
And what about Solomon?
咩 heart 啊？ Half hearted. 啊？ Half heart.
He was half heartedly.
三心两意的。
He served God with.
所以神冇称赞扫罗。
So God did not praise Saul.
神亦都冇称赞大呢个所罗门。但系圣经里边有一句说话，神好欣赏大卫咩？佢大卫是合我心意的人。
When the Bible says,
"A man after my heart," 系一个咁嘅人。所以当我哋真系对神，我哋嘅心系全心全意嘅时候咧，神就纪念我哋，神就记得，神就赐福。
So when we give our whole heart to God, God will remember us and bless us.
我哋学大卫，唔好学扫罗，亦都唔好学所罗门。
So we want to learn from David and not from Saul and Solomon.
因为所罗门前半月系好好，下半世呢就晚节不保，好可怜。
Solomon.The first part of his life, he was really good with God, but the second half of his life, he messed up so much.
圣经又话咧，当撒拉弗呢班天使赞美神嘅时候，点啊？佢门监嘅根基震动。
It describes when the servant praised God, the threshold was shaken.
佢仲话天上嘅圣殿充满了烟云。
And the temple in heaven was filled with cloud.
赞美神是真的使我们的教会能够震动，使我们去工作的地方能够震动，能够感动人。
When we praise God, our church and our workplace will be shaken.
你记得保罗和西拉在监狱里面唱诗赞美神的时候，怎么地大震动，监门都打开了。
When Paul was singing and praising in jail, the jail doors were open and the whole place was shaken.
刚才我听见你大家唱歌都好好落力，都觉得有种感力喺度。
And when I saw you are singing the hymns, I can feel your energy and your heart.
但系好多教会咧，我唔好讲边间啦，好多教会咧，明明系。三拍六嘅，或者六拍八嘅，紧唱到四拍四，拉匀拉到有咁长，得咁长咁慢，啊！你真系越唱越眼瞓。
And some churches went to that when they sing hymns, they stretch it out so slowly, it make you have drowsy.
我记得有一年我去参加一个土生嘅夏令会，咁佢哋唱啲现代嘅诗，你知啦，现代诗唔系唔好，有啲好，有啲唔好嘅。
Remember this one retreat I went to, the young people were singing contemporary hymns.
现代的诗呢，有一样嘢好特别嘅，系 monotone 多，冇高低抑扬嘅。
One thing about contemporary hymns is a lot of them were monotone. It doesn't have different pitches.
咁唱完半点钟之后，一个人我要向佢哋讲， 咁所以我就同埋一齐唱。咁咧，我用 broken English 啊，对佢，总之佢明就得啦。
So I was preaching that day, so was that's why I was singing along with them.
咁唱完半点钟诗啦 ，suppose 唱歌嘅嗰段时间，预备佢心嚟接受听到啊嘛，系咪？
And after the hymns, after we sing the hymns, we have to prepare our heart.
唱完之后咧，佢嗰个领事都话：，哎呀，我哋唱得好攰，好眼瞓，我哋唞下先啦。
And the song leader was saying, after this, the hymnals, the song leader was come on saying, well, we got so tired from singing, we have to take a break.
我都未讲啫，佢话瞌眼瞓啦已经。
Before I even preach, people are getting sleepy.
如果我讲完道佢瞌眼瞓咧，咁啊怪责我身上。
So if I were to.They were falling asleep after I preached, then it would be my responsibility.
但佢哋嘅唱歌，连啲人都唔感动、唔震动嘅，你话有咩意思？你话啦。
So when the hymns doesn't move the people, it doesn't have any, it's meaningless.
即系都唔够两个监犯唱得咁好，好似保罗同西拉，人两个唱过一地震，监门打开，你话佢两个人啫，吊一啫，能够唱出咁震动嘅诗歌出嚟。
So when Paul was in jail, there was just two people singing a duet. It was the whole, it shook the whole place.
仲话天上嘅圣殿充满了烟云，点解话充满烟云嘅意思？点解
？What does it mean by the temple in heaven was filled with cloud？
你睇诗篇七十四篇第一节就话咧，当圣殿充满烟云嘅时候，系表示神嘅审判嘅存在。
When we read in Psalm 74, when it says the temple in heaven was filled with cloud, that means judgment is coming.
你记唔记得所罗门献圣殿嘅时候
？Remember when Solomon was offering the temple up to God?
神听佢嘅祈祷。
God heard his prayer.
即刻烟云充满晒圣殿，以致个宾祭司都顶唔顺，个个都要离开圣殿行出去。
God made the whole temple filled with cloud and all the priests had to leave.
如果我哋今日大家有个热爱主嘅心，一齐唱诗，一齐赞美嘅时候，哇！突然间不但止嗰间屋系喐啊，仲有烟云充满，唔系火烛啊！佢冇话火烛，烟云充满咗啊！我哋真系知道啊，神嘅同在，神嘅荣耀喺度咯。
So when we praise God and worship God with our whole heart, our whole place will be filled with God's presence and cloud will fill with us.
我们真的盼望有这样的日。
We pray that someday we will experience this.
看到第二呢，在圣殿中，刚才以赛亚先知就向上望，看到神高高在宝座上面，就表示他还统管万有，镇定全世界。都在佢嘅掌握当中。
We just see when Isaiah looked up and saw God is in his throne to rule over the earth.
第五至第七节咧，佢就点讲咧？佢向内望啦，望到自己啦。
And in verse 5-7, it shows us to look inside our hearts in the temple.
圣经就话，以赛睇见自己嘅不洁。
It says the prophet Isaiah saw his own uncleanliness.
当佢未睇到自己嘅不洁之前咧，喺前边以赛亚书第五章嗰度咧，佢有五次指责嗰啲国民嘅罪。
Before Isaiah saw his own uncleanliness in chapter 5, he was telling his people all the uncleanliness that they have done.
佢有两句说话，我即系攞两句出嚟噶。佢祸灾嗰啲好酒好饮酒嘅人。
He said, "Woe are the people who are drunk."
第二咧，佢有祸灾嗰啲称恶为善、称善为恶嘅人。
And woe are the people who turn around good and bad.
但系当佢睇见神嘅荣耀同埋圣洁，听见天使嘅赞美嘅时候。他突然间看到自己原来自己都是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
But when he saw the holiness of God and the singing of the servants, he saw his own uncleanliness.
他立刻宣判说，祸灾，我灭亡了，因为我是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
And he said, woe to me because I am unclean, my lips are unclean.
每一次当我们真正面对面见到主，在灵性里面感触到神的同在呢，我们真的越觉得自己的不配不圣洁。
And we will see our own unworthiness when we, every time we, with our own spirit is face to face with God.
因为神是公义圣洁的。
Because God is righteous.
他一定会看到我们的本相。
He can see that our true self.
保罗如是，约翰都如是，看到神的时候，他自己都觉得自己不配，不圣洁。
Same with Paul and John, and they saw their own uncleanliness.
以赛亚的罪是讲什么罪呢？
What is the sin that Isaiah was talking about?
他说我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
I myself is uncleanliness in my lips, and I live among the uncleanliness of the lips in my people.
有一句说话这样讲法，他说不说真理的口才是世界上最毒的东西。
There's a saying that the worst thing of is not telling the other lips that are not telling the truth.
神给我们有口才讲话清楚呢，是希望我们都能够成为一个传扬真理的人。
God gave us the gift of speech that is for us to spread the gospel for him.
即是传扬主耶稣。
That is to proclaim Jesus.
神给我们的口才讲话清楚，不是拿来论断来咒骂人的。
God gave us the gift of speech, is not using it to judge other people.
好像雅各书都说，颂赞和咒诅怎能够从一个口里面出来的呢？
Just as in the book of James says, praise and curse cannot come out from the same mouth.
这个不应该的。
That is not the way it should be.
今天我们在北美有不少的人用粗言秽语来闹人。
And today in North America, a lot of people use curse words toward other people.
他们说什么呢？他说这个是言论自由。
They're saying this is my freedom of speech.
但是主耶稣有另外一个看法。
But Jesus has another viewpoint.
他说当审判的日子，人凡人间所说的闲话句句都要供出来，要凭你的话证明你是好人，或者证明你是一个恶人。
Jesus said on judgment day, everything that you have, that people have said will be used to determine if you are a good or bad person.
所以我们讲说话的时候，有时候很小心，免得将来我所讲的成为了我们的审判。
So whatever we are saying, we have to be careful.In order not to be used against us in judgment day.
如果有 FBI 来到家捉到你，这样说，啊，你不要乱说话，你今天所说的话就会在法庭上面做你的证据的，所以你不敢说什么呢？ I call my lawyer, 是吧？
So the government official comes to your house and saying, well, you have the way to remain silent because whatever you say may use against you.The first thing you would say was, you wouldn't say anything and call your lawyer.
如果有人我在天上，我就很快脆的了，因为我七十几了。天使就说，well, 你来到啱了，要看看你生前讲过什么说话。
So someday when you and I are in heaven, the angels and God would say to us, well, let's see what you have said in your life.
我会跟他说 I call my Jesus.
And I said, well, let me call my Jesus.
He's my, 他是我救赎主，他是我的最好的律师。
He's my savior, he's my best lawyer.
有一次呢，礼拜三之后，一家人四口，丈夫妻子加上后面有两个女，今天开车回家。
So one day after Sunday worship, the family of four,The husband, wife, and two girls were driving home.
咁喺车上边咧，嗰个大女先出声啦。
And the oldest girl first spoken.
个弟话：，今日嗰个牧师讲笑话都唔好笑嘅。
And she said, "What the preacher today has His sermon was no fun.
嗰個女細女又話：，我都唱歌咯，唱得咁慢，我都冇上下都冇心機唱。
And the younger girl said, "What the hymn singing was so slow. It's making me sleepy."
個太太話：今日嗰牧師著嗰套衫同條呔都唔襯嘅。
And the wife said that what the suit and the tie of the preacher they didn't match today.
咁啊，三個女人就吱喳喳喺度玩講。
And the three ladies was really talking among themselves.
收尾嗰個揸車嗰就係丈夫啦，佢話：哎呀，唔好太嘈啦，太嘈啦，唔好再講啦。
And the husband started saying, "What be quiet? You are getting too loud."
我哋今日全家只捐咗一蚊，講咁細做乜嘢啊 ？What do you expect?
So our whole family offer $1 in church today. What do you expect?
所以唔怪之有美颂礼拜下昼好出名嘅叫红烧牧师。
And sometimes after church we have a roast for on the preacher.
Roasted preacher. 跟住咧。以赛亚所见到嘅不但止佢自己嘅不圣洁之外咧，跟住有个反应咩咧？那个天使咧就喺嗰、那个佢自己讲话，以赛亚书话：我又因见我大君王万军之耶和华。当一个人见到万军之耶和华，见到神，每一个人唔会唔认罪，唔会。不会一定在神面前一定要谦卑下来。
So, after Isaiah saw all this, the angel said to him, when you and anybody see that our God Almighty, they would not start confessing their sins and obey him.
你记不记得当扫罗即是后来改保罗在大马色的路上一看到主耶稣的荣光照的时候即刻就扑在那里听主耶稣的声音和荣光即刻就扑在地下就说主啊你要我做什么
And so when Paul when he was still on his way to Magdalus when God's light shine on him he kneeled down and said whatever you want me to do Lord I will do
跟着即刻圣经说这里天使撒拉弗就在坛上面剪一嚿红炭就黏在以赛亚的口里说这个炭就代表灵火沾了你的嘴你的罪就除掉了你的罪恶就赦免了第七第八节那里说
In verse 7 and 8 the serpent cut off a piece of coal and put it in Isaiah's mouth and saying your sin has been forgiven
神都想所有嗰啲有心服侍佢人都有个洁净嘅嘴唇、洁净嘅良心。
God wants all those who serve Him has a clean lips。
若果敬拜只系带嚟定罪而冇呢个洁净嘅话咧
？If to worship God only bring us conviction of our sins and not forgiven，
呢个唔系一个完全一个好嘅经历。
That is not a completely good experience.
即是你去洗完礼拜之后回来带着一个 guilt feeling 的我觉得这个不是正常 的崇拜
It's not a good or normal worship if after worship you go home with a guilt feeling.
但是若一个人受圣灵的感动指出了自己的罪又不肯悔改呢
But if you are moved by the spirit but you wouldn't repent
咁咧個結果就等候神嘅審判。
The result is to wait for the judgment of God。
所以每次當我崇拜，我聽到有感動我説話，睇到我自己的罪嘅時候，我喺主面前悔改，咁樣我就有一個好快樂、好通順嘅嚟緊一個禮拜嘅生活同埋工作。
So, whenever I go to worship and I was moved by God to confess and repent my own sin。The whole week my life would be smooth and complete.
所以先知最先向上睇，睇到神嘅荣耀；向自己内边睇，睇到自己嘅不圣洁。而家佢先知咧向外边睇啦，睇外边啦。
So the prophet, not Isaiah, first look up to God's glory and look inside to our own heart. Now he's looking out from the holy temple.
第八、第十節到第十節，咁佢就喺外邊睇嘅時候，就見到聽到一句説話，神嘅呼喚，佢話誰肯為我們去呢？
Verse 8 to 10, the prophet Isaiah heard God said, "Who will go out with me?"
我哋唔可以一味享受到崇拜嗰種嘅喜樂。或者一味喺度认罪，我哋唔好俾教会嘅四埲墙把我哋围住。
So when we worship, we not only are repent and to come to God and not bound by the four walls of the church.
神系想我哋眼睛见到佢嘅荣耀，又见又自己被神所洁净之后咧，让我哋往外边睇下呢个世界。
So after we saw God's glory and saw God, how God cleansed us, we have to look outside.
因为外边有好多嘅需要系我哋有时疏忽咗嘅。
And there are a lot of needs outside that we have neglected.
若果我哋去敬拜，我哋嘅心得到满足喜乐，但我哋冇去关心到别人嘅需要嘅时候咧，呢个一个好自私嘅敬拜。
If we selfish of us, we only take our own gain from worshipping and neglect other people's needs.
你哋有冇人参观过或者知道叫 Pacific Garden Mission 呢个嘅事工啊？喺这个啊，有几多个 PGM Pacific Garden Mission 啊？
得
咁少啊，得三分一人啫，啊，得三分一人知道。你知呢个事工开始嘅时候系点样噶？
Do you know how did they started their mission?
有一个女士是一个富婆来的，未结婚，在纽约。
There was this single lady who was wealthy from New York.
她有很多钱。
She has a lot of money.
她懂得问神，神啊，我现在有这么多钱，我应该将我的钱怎么用法呢？
She asked, God, I have so much money, what now, how should I use my money?
神感动她，叫佢嚟芝加哥去关心嗰啲流浪汉啲 homeless people， 叫佢嚟芝加哥做呢个工作，系130年前噶啦。
So 130 years ago, God moved her to 130 years ago, God moved her heart to come to Chicago and started the mission.
佢又冇同神讲神啦，我都未有老公，你又叫我喺嗰度做嘢
？She didn't say, "Oh Lord, I haven't have a husband yet. Why are you sending me so far away?"
佢就照着神俾佢嘅意象，佢个机会睇到嗰个 window 睇到嗰个机会，佢就嚟芝加哥，就开始呢个收容嗰啲流浪汉无家可归嘅人。
So she saw the vision of God and took the opportunity to come to Chicago and open the mission for the homeless.
收尾佢结咗婚，而且佢个丈夫咧6尺多高，神高神大，啊，真系好似巨人哥利亚咁。
And after a while, she got married to a tall, handsome man.
所以我哋当中未结婚嘅女士唔使惊啊！如果你有先交俾神先，神会为你预备下嘅后一半。
So those single people don't worry about marriage. If you give your heart to the Lord, and He will provide.
我记得我30岁嘅时候都未有女朋友。
I haven't had a girlfriend yet when I was 30.
我个同学就话：，喂，你30岁咯，你仲未有啊？我觉得你嘅人有啲怪怪地咯。
So my friends in school are saying, "Well, you're 30 already and you don't have a girlfriend. That's a little strange."
我话在神嘅山上必有预备。
And I said, God always has provisions.
好，我都好满意能够娶到现在嘅老婆。是一个啫。
I'm very satisfied with my wife right now.
所以啊，最近我参加嗰个为国家祈祷日咧，咁我哋叫我做代表我哋教会，咁我想我点样自我介绍呢
？So I was representing my church in the National Prayer Day.
我系一个长期喺屋拍住嘅人，超过40多年啦。
I'm a long time Oak Park resident. I've been there for over 40 years.
我同嗰個電話號碼冇轉到，冇轉過。
I've never changed my phone number.
嗰間屋冇轉過。
Never changed my house.
教會亦都冇轉過。
Never changed church.
我個老婆都冇轉過 ，the same wife.
And it's the same wife. Never changed wife either.
哇！嗰啲人啊，哇！真係高興咯，聽見好高興。
And people were so happy to hear that.
呢個就係我自己嘅介紹。
That's my introduction to others.
当我哋唔好限局于自己顾自己的时候，我哋睇下出边嘅需要嘅时候，当你关心神嘅需要嘅时候，神亦都关心你嘅需要。
So when we don't restrict ourselves with our own needs, but to look outside to see others, then God will also bless and provide for you.
我歡迎你哋暑假，你哋會去亞利桑那嗰度有個 mission 喺裏邊幫手。呢、這個就係神嘅旨意，要我哋擴張我哋境界，擴大我哋嘅視野。
You know, like, your church is going to Arizona in this summer for God's mission, and that is one way to expand our vision and our work.
聖經話：你們給人，就必人給你們。
Bible said.Whatever you give, you will receive.
好啦，先知点样回应神嘅作为咧？神嘅呼召咧
？And how did the prophet respond to God's calling?
嗱，呢圣经系咁样讲，佢话边个肯为我哋去咧？呢个神系咁讲，谁肯为我们去咧？佢冇指定系以赛亚，佢只话边个愿意肯为我哋去。
And God said, "Who can I send?" God did not specify Isaiah. That was just the question that God was throwing out.
但係以賽亞經驗到睇到神嘅榮耀，又睇到神俾佢嘅赦免嘅恩典嘅時候，佢自己就回應話：主啊，我在這裏，請差遣我。
And after Isaiah saw God's glory and God's forgiven him, he responded, "Lord, send me."
所以当一个人听见神的说话，神亦都想找一个人，而家呢度啱啱就好啦。而且听见神的说话，而他自己又准备好，两个夹埋就成为了神使用的器皿。
So after a person heard God's word and willing to be called by God, and that's the situation where Isaiah is. God, he is worthy, and God is and God wanted to send him.
其他人的需要就解決了。
And it solves other people's problems too.
所以我看看教育的多些人投入在屬靈的敬拜，即是我們去敬拜神的時候，真的有帶著個真心去的呢，誠實的心去的呢，一定呢會怎樣，會看見有更多的人會投入去侍奉。
So when a church worships God with wholeheartedness and in truth and spirit,A lot more people will get involved in service.
我唔知你各位有冇读过《使徒行传》第十三章第一至三节。
I don't know if you have read Acts chapter 13 verses 1-3.
如果你有圣经，你可以睇下《使徒行传》第十三章，《使徒行传》第十三章一至三节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
呢个教会系新约第一间。有差传差宣教士的教会。
This is the first church with missionaries.
呢度就讲咩呢？就佢有呢度有讲几个人，我想读俾各位听下。在安提柯的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面，管理内人路求与分封之王希律同样的马念，并扫罗。他们侍奉主禁食的时候。圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我要去做的工作。
In Acts chapter 13, it says,
1-3.
In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius, and Simon, Manian, who had been brought up with Herod, Tarsus, and Saul, While they were worshiping in the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them."
在一个的禁食和敬拜里面，神就差遣了扫罗和巴拿巴去做出去宣教，出去做工作，在崇拜里面所产生的结果。
So doing worshiping and fasting, God sent Barnabas and Saul out as his missionary.
虽然他是几个人的敬拜禁食，但是不是人多人少的问题，是最重要有圣灵的同在，有神的同在，就看见有人肯自愿去侍奉主。
Even though there were only a few people among them that were worshiping and fasting, but God would use them and call them to serve Him and send them out.
我好记得谭宗娥博士，佢喺香港教书，当佢喺台湾做呢个神学院教务主任嘅时候咧。
Dr. Tam in Taiwan, when he was the headmaster at the Taiwan Seminary.
有个团契，整个团契得八个人，四个男，四个女，但系都揾佢讲道。
He went to this fellowship that was only eight people, and he preached to them many times.
佢想谂下，我系一个博士，咁少嘅会众。每个月都嚟要同你哋讲一次道至少，咁有时，真系都，如果话 say no 又唔系 ，say yes 咧又好难做。
And he was thinking this church has only eight people. I'm a PhD. I have such great degree. If I were to keep coming to this church, it's hard. And it's also hard if I don't come.
有日有晚黑去团契啦，又请佢去啦，点知仲落起雨添，整到身都湿添。
And there was this windy night. He was again invited to this fellowship.
佢话都唔想再去啦，搞到咁辛苦咁凄凉。
And he said, "I don't really want to keep going anymore."
点知嗰晚黑佢同呢八个人分享嘅时候
，But that night when he was sharing with these eight people.
八个人都愿意奉献自己做神要佢做嘅工作。
All eight of them offer themselves to serve God and do God's work.
根据佢嘅见证话咧，嗰四个弟兄都做咗牧师。
From his testimony, all four of those brothers eventually became pastors.
嗰四个女士有三个咧系做咗牧师娘。
And three of those sisters became pastors' wives.
他没说一定跟那几个结婚，总之做了牧师娘而
已。 Not necessarily married to the people in the same fellowship, but they became pastor's wife.
有一个没跟牧师结婚的都做了一个教会领袖的太太。
The one who did not marry a pastor, she became the wife of a church leader.
他想都想不到那个果效是这么大。
He never imagined that the result was so great.
所以我们不要看人多人少，这个不是，当我们真的见到神的同在，领受到神的作为的时候，那果效真的难以想象。
So it doesn't matter how many or how few people, when God is with us, the work will be great.
我在我们结束的时候，究竟我们从这段圣经学到什么功课呢？
In conclusion, what have we learned from this passage?
就是当我们面对国家社会危机的时候，你记得神仍然在掌权。
When we face crisis in our nation, in our community, God is in control.
现在我们的美国政治、经济、社会都很大的混乱，很大的衰退。
We have a lot of problems today in the US, from politics to our society.
每七个人里面有一个是活在贫穷线上的，在美国现在。
And one out of seven is living at the poverty line.
19.2 million 呢是要靠 food stamp 过日子的。
And 19.2 million people are living off food stamps.
72%今年出生的 baby 呢是没有老豆的。
And 72% of the babies that were born this year has no father.
自一個男兵到現在為止已經 超過 600 人被槍打死。
And up this year, up to today, in the South Chicago, over 600 people have been shot to death.
因為我們這樣的社會 值不值得繼續生存下去呢?
So we still be living in such a society.
但是記得神話, 我們看見的景象很不樂觀, 但是知道神都知道, 神都聽見很多基督徒的呼喊和禱告。
And even though in such sadness, our Lord is hearing the Christians cry and prayers.
第二件事我們學到什麼呢?
And the second thing that we have learned,
我們希望教會中的聖徒都看到自己的缺點, 看到自己的不潔, 不要只看到別人眼中的刺。
For the saints in church, we have to look into our own shortcomings and not others.
在今天這個社會裡面, 美國社會裡面, 有很多的偶像, 很多人拜偶像, 拜菩薩。
And there are a lot of idols today in our society.
你不要說他, 哦, 個個都真的走去拜土地那些不是, 我知道有些中文呢, 家裡當然有三座東西的, 福祿壽三個公仔擺在那裡, 啊? 我不要問你誰有沒有啦, 很多人是這樣的。
And by idols, I don't mean just they are goddess and statues that we have in our home.
他們說傳統裝飾, 傳統的好意頭而已。
For Chinese, they say maybe they're saying these are the traditional statues.
他們不知道神, 不知道撒旦都用這些來勾引我們的心去, 一味想福祿壽, 就不想信望愛。
And unbeknown to them, God, Satan has used these little tricks and statues to turn them away from the true God.
我當中有很多年輕人,
there are a lot of young people among us.
今天年輕人呢, 很多是 addiction to 什麼呢? 手機。
And a lot of them were addicted to the smartphones.
我都不敢開這個。
I didn't want to open this phone.
手機呢, 對很多人來講, 是 addiction.
To a lot of people, their cell phone is their addictions.
在車又按, 吃飯又按, so 肯吃都這樣按,
when they were driving, when they were eating, and they were at their phone all the time.
對他來說, 這個 addiction, 或者等於海洛英, 或者是這樣, 好像沒有了他不得, 所以成為了他偶像。
So the phone is like a drug to them, they cannot live without it.
這些發明是非常好, for 人與人之間溝通又快脆, 做生意又非常快脆, 但如果日夜睡覺吃飯, 都不能離得開它呢, 你說什麼, 在教會裡面, 施聖餐都好, 他還不在那裡猛按, 他都聖餐都沒所謂。
The cell phone is a good invention for communication and for business, but if you are attached to it every single minute, even doing worship and doing communion.
有個學生仔他怎麼說呢? 他說到這個手機對他多重要, 就是iPhone, 他怎麼說呢?
There's this young man who, this is how he described his iPhone.
他說爹親娘親不如手機親,
I'm closer to my phone than my parents.
寧娶手機不娶老婆,
I would want to marry my iPhone than a wife.
頭可斷,血可流, 手機一定要保留。
I would keep my iPhone rather than my head.
你說是不是成為了偶像?
Isn't that a true idol for them?
真的我們求主要叫我們遠避偶像的小子們啊,你們要自首遠避偶像,是聖經說的。
And the Bible told us children turn away from the idols.
第三個功課學到什麼呢?
And the third lesson we learn,
就是只有一個真誠敬拜神的人, 才會樂意回應神的呼召。
Only those who worship in true spirit are the ones who respond to God cheerfully.
所以我們每次未來聚會之前, 我們求主讓我們能夠專心誠實, 佢嚟敬拜主，以致神有说话要同我哋讲，我能够听见。
So every Sunday before we come to church, we have to pray for God to so we can worship Him wholeheartedly and with our whole attention.
就好似以赛亚话：主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
Just as Isaiah says, "Long here I am, send me."
我请各位低头祈祷。
Let us pray.
感谢我哋嘅主，我哋嘅神。
Lord, we'll give you our thanksgiving.
让我哋喺主日里边能够与众圣徒一齐敬拜。
Thank you for letting us to worship together with all our brothers and sisters.
开我哋眼睛，俾我睇见你嘅荣美。
Open our eyes to see your glory.
洁净我哋嘴，以致我哋能够有一个清心嘅赞美。
And cleanse our lips so we can open our hearts to worship you.
亦都系感动我哋嘅心，使我哋肯对主话：我在这里，请差遣我。
Open our hearts so we may say, "Here I am, Lord, send me."
求主悦纳我哋祈祷。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.